The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Najagli Ago.
With the headlines, Electoral Commission releases roadmap for November polls. Assessor police impound vehicle loaded with a substance suspected to be Indian hemp. Vice President Mr. Arthur attends investment summit in India. Death toll in Ivorian tourist resort attacks rises to 16, and car bombing in Turkey's capital Ankara kills 34 and leaves 125 others injured. But first to the summary with Naja Gley.
The Electoral Commission has released its calendar geared towards the November elections. Among the activities rolled out are the revision and exhibition of the voters' register and the meeting of the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC, for 9 consecutive times before the polls. EC's Director of Elections, Samuel Tete, made this known in Accra. Police at Asasawa in the Upper Manyada Street in the Eastern Region have impounded a Benz bars with 8 bags of dried leaves suspected to be Indian hemp. District Police Commander Superintendent Kofi Ahiatafo said a bus, which was loaded with charcoal, was impounded during a routine patrol by the police. Vice President Kwesi Mesarafa is in India for a 2-day investment summit on Africa. The Vice President, who will be addressing the gathering, is accompanied by a delegation of government officials and Ghanaian entrepreneurs. And a gun attack on a beach resort in southern Côte d'Ivoire has led to the death of 16 people. The Al-Qaeda-linked militants fired on beachgoers in Grand Bassam, about 20 miles from the capital, Abidjan.
TBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news now in detail. The Electoral Commission has rolled out a series of activities for the conduct of the November presidential and parliamentary elections, including the revision and exhibition of the voters' roll. The EC 2016 activity calendar indicates that the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC, will meet 9 times before the election day or the first Monday of November to deliberate, share ideas, and advise the Commission on the electoral matters. The Director of Elections of the Electoral Commission.
An opportunity up to the final.
Political parties. He said the EC is considering the possibility of transmitting election results electronically and looking for a better way to improve upon the system to raise public trust and confidence in the country's electoral system. He said the commission is working with all political parties to clean the voters' register. Major activities on the calendar include pilot biometric voter registration, which was carried out last Saturday, training of grassroots registration officials, appointment and briefing of district registration review committees, national post-registration review meeting, exhibition of the voters' register, and printing of provisional voters' registers. The rest are recruitment of exhibition officials, building capacity of the media on electoral reporting, submission of the list of proposed exhibition officers to interested persons or parties at the district level, distribution of provisional voters' register, and submission of copies of provisional voters' register to political parties in a form determined by the EC, publication of list of polling stations, receipt of application for election observers, authentication of register, issuance of accreditation letters to observers, deadline for transfer of votes and proxies, building capacity on election educators, and posting of notices of nomination to all centers in every constituency. There will also be a dialogue with presidential and vice presidential candidates and national executives of political parties. Submission of final register to political parties, training of party executives at national and regional levels, training of candidates agents, and dialogue with parliamentary candidates. Finally, the declaration of presidential results by the EC will also be performed.
A news desk report.
The Ghana Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, says 4 leading research institutions are set to release their findings touching on Ghana's good domains and modern ways of attaining economic transformation. The institutions include CDD Ghana, University of Ghana Business School, Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, and the Effective States and Inclusive Development Research Center of the University of Manchester, UK. In a statement, Communications Officer of CDD Ghana, Mina Okuru, said there would be a cutting-edge event from April 4th to 6th this year for the four research bodies to present their findings as Ghana approaches another crucial election. She said the partner research institutions would release their innovative research findings seeking to answer present development challenges facing Ghana and how to achieve socio-economic transformation in the context of acrimonious politics. The research focuses on a number of important development domains, including the dynamics of natural resources, the determinants of quality public services and health and education, and the challenges and prospects of public sector reform in Ghana. Madame Okuru says the event has the potential to make a real difference to the thinking and policy making that shapes the future of Ghana's development by stimulating debate among citizens, policymakers, and political parties preparing their manifestos.
The Programs Director of the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Diana Adiko, says the interstate succession law has been a soul saver for most women in Ghana. She said, but for the law, many women would have been denied what they have legitimately acquired with their husbands. Speaking on GTV or GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the International Women's Day with special focus on the interstate succession law, Madam Adiko said the ministry will still educate women on their rights.
Actually, women and children are perceived as assets themselves, in which case assets cannot inherit assets. So there was no provision made for them to benefit from the things that the estate that was acquired during their relationship. So this law kind of prohibited that kind of discrimination, and it saved a lot of people. Prior to working in the ministry, I worked provided direct intervention to women who were abused, and I saw a number of women who were victims of this practice. And it took the existence of this law to weave around it and to get them what they duly deserve. It does not mean the application of this law has been easy, but it has saved the day. And it is time, after all these years of applying it, we have it reviewed to fill in the gaps. But I think it has been a soul saver.
An executive member of FIDA Ghana, Eleanor Benz-Butri, said despite the successes of the law, there are still serious gaps and challenges that must be looked at. She said FIDA is poised to push for amendment of the law to make it more relevant to contemporary times.
Initially, customary law had a lot of impact on the society. Now, the interstate succession law, 30 years down the lane, has come to save it. Now, when somebody passes on, at least there's that consolation that the spouse and the children will have a matrimonial home. Everybody needs to be encouraged so that we'll be able to educate. Look, last week I did a program in one of the churches at a chairman on this interstate succession. When I was talking, you could see they were just looking at me. They've not even heard of it before. And the questions that were coming, you could see that they don't even know what they're talking about. So a spouse dies, especially a man passes on, the wife is there, they'll just come and lock their rooms, and the wife is just... As of now, most of these TV stations, radio stations that speak Akan and other Ghanaian languages need to take it on their platform that there would be education. Let's not just look at money. Let's just do free education on the radio, on telly, go into the rural areas and then educate them.
A former First Lady, Nana Akunedo Ajimaya Rawlings, said traditional authorities must embrace law for their own good. She said the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has a lot to do by educating the public on the relevance of the law alongside the amendment process to make it more current.
What I tried to do was to organize the Queen Mother's Associations in the different areas and then push these laws through them, get them to understand the law. Because when they understand, of course, we needed CEDA to come with us and a few other male lawyers to come with us to explain the import of this law. And so when you, the traditional people themselves, who may be the ones who may resist it, I think that it makes it easier because then you break down the barriers and they actually get people to come and listen to you when you're talking about these laws. So So it's very important not to leave out the traditional people. The issue is not that the women don't like the law, but that they are not getting information about the law. Perhaps if we would go on a campaign again.
Those were views of panelists on Talking Point, which discussed the relevance of the interstate secession law. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Electoral Commission releases roadmap for November polls. As Asowa police impound vehicle loaded with substance suspected to be Indian hemp. Vice President Mr. Arthur attends investment summit in India. Death toll in Ivorian tourist resort attack rises to 16. At car bombing in Turkey's capital Ankara kills 34 people and injures 125 others. You can get through to the radio newsroom on WhatsApp number 056-0266-551. Our WhatsApp number again is 056-0266-551.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Asosawa police in the Afumanya district in the eastern region have impounded a Benz bus with 8 bags of dried leaves suspected to be Indian hemp. The bus was heading towards Kufuoria. Two persons, Ebenezer Zutuvi, 35, and assistant to the driver, and James Bodaha, 44, said to have supplied the parcels, have been arrested and currently assisting the police in their investigations, according to the Asosawa district police commander, Superintendent Kofi Ahiatafu. The bus, which was loaded with charcoal, was intercepted during a routine patrol by the police. He said it was during a search that the police found the dried leaves in 8 bags containing 435 parcels. The commander said Zotuvi, during an interrogation, claimed that he loaded the parcels of Indian hemp onto the bus at the blind side of the driver after Bodaha brought the parcels to him to be given to a recipient whose name is being withheld. Mr. Ahiatafo warned the general public against illicit trading in drugs and said the police will continue to crack down such people. In another development, 15 people were arrested at Asosawa for driving without licenses following an operation mounted by the police. Mr. Ahiatafo said the exercise will continue until sanity prevails on the roads.
The Ashanti Regional Minister John Alexander Akon has urged Ghanaians, especially religious leaders, not to relent on their efforts to pray for the country as it prepares to go to the polls on November 7. According to him, religious leaders have not only a task of ensuring a peaceful and successful elections this year, but also seeing to it that members are not used by politicians to achieve their personal goals. He said the recent unfortunate incident at Safo has clearly shown that embracing alternative dispute resolution is the best way to resolve conflict instead of employing violence. Mr. Alexander Akon made these remarks at the inauguration of the Ashanti Central Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Kumasi. Razak Baba was there and has sent this report.
The new conference, which has 13 districts, was carved from the Ashanti South Central Conference of the Church. Mr. Akon emphasized that faith-based organizations have always been important partners in government's quest for a more prosperous society, and the SDA Church is no exception. He said the impact of the church in the areas of health, education, and social services cannot be overemphasized, and commended the church for its relief services agency, which continues to help reduce poverty and bring relief to the suffering. The president of the West African Division of the SDA Church, Pastor Eli Wedido, stressed the need for a spiritual revival to project the work of God. He challenged the congregation to remain resolute and steadfast as they evangelize to win more souls for Christ. Pastor Wekudido urged the leadership of the church to remain faithful and strong to ensure that the vision of the church is realized both locally and globally. The president of the Ashanti Central Conference of the SDA Church, Pastor Kwesi Boateng, mentioned high cost of rent and churches without conducive worship centers as some of the challenges confronting the conference.
Razak Baba filed that report.
The Northern Regional Minister, Abdel Abubakar, has appealed to the people of Nanu and Dagbon to give peace a chance to prevail to facilitate the development of the area so the people of Nanu and Dagbon cannot expect rapid development while huge resources have been channeled to ensure peace in the area as a result of the protracted chieftaincy conflicts. He said besides huge resources being spent by government in ensuring peace, most development partners and investors are also withdrawing their services as a result of the unstable peace in the area. Mr. Abubakar made the appeal at separate occasions as Bimbila and Yindi when he paid Ketse calls on the regions of Nanu and Dagbon, and all the regional correspondent Mohammed Fugu has filed this report.
Mr. Abubakar expressed his commitment to facilitate the process of finding lasting solutions to the protracted conflicts to pave the way for the development of the areas. He appealed to all chieftaincy factions in Dagbon and Nanong to follow the laid down customs and traditions to settle their differences. The regents of Nanong, Nyeling Bonguna, Jakubu and Dani Dasana said the renewed curfew in the Bimbila township is affecting economic activities and appealed to the regional minister to facilitate the process of ensuring lasting peace in the area. The regent of Dagbon, Kampukuyana, Yakubu Abdullahi and Dani, called for open door administration and non-ethnocentrism to promote peace and development. The regional minister was accompanied by the deputy northern regional minister, Alhaji Abia Fuseni, and some NDC regional executives and supporters.
The report was filed by our northern regional correspondent, Mohammed Fugu.
The principal of the Bogatanga Nurses Training College, Bawa Miaru, says the Nurses and Midwives Council is concerned about the high level of arrogance and indiscipline exhibited towards patients by some healthcare providers. He expressed regret that the attitude of some health professionals is undermining efforts at ensuring quality health service delivery. Speaking at the joint matriculation ceremony of health training institutions at Boku in the Upper East Region, Stamiyalu reminded health professionals to act as agents of change by developing the right attitude and competencies to enable them to fit into the new era of the profession. Isaac Asari has sent this report.
1,199 matriculants were inducted into the 5 health training institutions across the region. They are the Community Health Nurses Training School at Navrongo, the Zwarungu Health Assistant Training School, the Bogatanga Midwifery Training School, the Bogatanga Nurses Training College, as well as the host institution, Boko Presbyterian Nursing Training College. Addressing matriculants at the 6th joint matriculation ceremony, the principal of the Bogatanga Nurses Training College, Bawa Nyalu, recounted the negative attitude of some health care providers and lamented that the trend is defeating the purpose for which the profession stood for. He said, such negative attitudes are often imported from the various institutions into the health service and challenge principals of the colleges to instill discipline in their students.
I assure you that the Secretariat will continue to play meaningful roles to enhance development in our schools. And I thank you, efforts have been made by the Health Training Institution Secretariat to equip our training institutions to be able to meet high quality standards towards enhancing effective teaching and learning.
A representative from the Health Training Institution Secretariat in Accra, Lawrence Lawson, said with the establishment of the Secretariat, health training institutions will receive the needed assistance and provide and will tackle the numerous challenges facing the affected institutions.
I assure you that the Secretariat will continue to play meaningful roles to enhance development in our schools. And I thank you, efforts are being made by the Health Training Institution Secretariat to equip our training institutions to be able to meet high quality standards towards enhancing effective teaching and learning.
Speaker after speaker highlighted the urgent need for health professionals to show love and compassion towards clients and not add up to their woes and predicament. Matriculants were later ushered into 5 nursing training institutions under an oath administered by the principal of Zwarungu Health Assistant Training College, Michael Jidama. Some of the matriculants shared with Radio Ghana their commitment to care for the sick and give comfort for the dying.
Nursing is a profession and we are ready to care for the sick, both mentally and physically ill people. Actually, some people were forced to come to the profession. And if you are forced to do something to you, you are not going to do it with all your mind and your heart.
That was a matriculant ending that report by Isaac Asari.
That the traditional council in the Ashanti region has appealed to government to provide the area with an additional fire tender to fight fire. According to the council, the area has suffered four consecutive domestic fire outbreaks that destroyed four compound houses and property with thousands of Ghana cities. Personnel of the Ghana National Fire Service could not control the situation because the fire tender at the station had broken down. It took the intervention of the manning of the area, Nanebuse in Chinua Ampim, to stop an intended demonstration by the youth and some assembly members against the district chief executive and the district fire commander, whom they accused of not doing enough to fix the fire tender. At a meeting attended by the assembly members, the fire officer in the DCE, to find a solution to the problem, Nana Ampim made a request for the additional fire tender. He also used the meeting to console the victims who lost their assets in the process. The district chief executive, David Amankwa, announced an emergency dissect meeting today to discuss how to solve the problem once and for all.
Vice President Kwesi Mifa-Asa has arrived in India for a two-day investment summit on Africa, accompanied by a delegation of government officials and Ghanaian entrepreneurs. Mr. Mifa-Asa will address the opening session of the summit today, dubbed the 11th Confederation of Indian Industry Exim Bank Conclave on India-African Project Partnership. It is the single largest assembly of Indian industry players with their African counterparts under the auspices of both the Indian Exim Bank and the Confederation of Indian Industry. The summit is expected to focus on agriculture, power, skills development, and other sectors targeted at assistance under the improved Indian government lines of credit to developing countries. Previous conclaves have successfully built bridges between Indian and African business leaders as well as senior government officials.
And on the foreign front, Al-Qaeda-linked militants have killed at least 16 people in a gun attack on a beach resort in southern Côte d'Ivoire. The attackers fired on beachgoers in Grand Bassam, about 20 miles from the commercial capital Abidjan. The resort is popular with both locals and foreigners. Officials say four of the dead are Westerners, including a French and a German national. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility for the attack. Reports say the attack confirms the fears of the Ivorian government, which has attempted to beef up security, particularly in its northern border regions, to keep Islamist militants out.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to bring terrorism to its knees after an attack in the capital Ankara that killed at least 34 people. He said the suicide car bomb will strengthen the resolve of Turkey's security forces. The explosion in Güven Park in the Kizilay district, a key transport hub, wounded at least 125 people. Interior Minister Efkan Allah said an investigation will be concluded today and those responsible will be named. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government sources are casting suspicion on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK.
Western powers have condemned efforts by the Syrian government to set limits to the agenda of fresh peace talks, which begins today in Geneva. Diplomats are hoping to build on a fragile and partial truce, which has reduced the level of violence in Syria since it came into effect at the end of February. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualem has ruled out any discussion of presidential elections. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry responded by accusing Damascus of trying to disrupt the process. The purpose of the partial and temporary truce is to enable the warring sides and their foreign backers to launch a fresh attempt to end the five-year conflict.
Now to end the news, the main points again. The Electoral Commission has released its calendar geared towards the November elections. Among the activities rolled out are the revision and exhibition of the voters' register and the meeting of the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC, for 9 consecutive times before the polls. EC's Director of Elections, Samuel Tete, who made this known in Accra, said the calendar is to guide the Commission to ensure greater transparency towards the smooth conduct of the November polls, adding that copies of the calendar events have been given to all political parties. Police at Asesawa in the Upper Manya district in the Eastern Region have impounded a Benz bus with 8 bags of dried leaves suspected to be Indian hemp. District Police Commander Superintendent Kofi Ahiatafu said the bus, which was loaded with charcoal, was impounded during a routine patrol by the police. Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arfa is in India for a 2-day investment summit on Africa. The Vice President, who will be addressing the gathering, is accompanied by a delegation of government officials and Ghanaian entrepreneurs. And a gun attack on a beach resort in southern Cote d'Ivoire has led to the death of 16 people. The Al-Qaeda-linked militants fired on beach goers in Grand Bassam, about 20 miles from the capital, Abidjan. The news was presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Gleago in Accra.